I am the last speaker today. My name is Menachem Edelstein from Agricultural Research Organization, Ministry of Agriculture, Israel. And I'm going to talk about use of enriched fertilization to overcome nutritional deficiency in grafted melons. For those of you that are not so familiar with grafting, I will give you a short introduction about grafting. First of all, what is grafting? Grafting is actually uniting of two living plant parts so that they grow as a single plant. We take the shoot or the scion from one plant, this in this case is a melon, with a root system from a pumpkin, and we combine them with a special grafting clip, and actually we have a melon plant with a pumpkin root system. So why do we graft? First of all, grafting can increase biotic resistance to biotic stresses like fusarium, other soil-borne diseases, viruses, nematodes, and also we can get resistant to biotic stresses like low temperature, dry or wet soil, boron, sodium, and other toxic elements. Just to give you an idea about the amount of grafted plants, this is from 2011, million grafted plants. In China, more than 14 million grafted plants, Japan, Korea, and other countries. And to give you an idea about publications of grafting in international journals, this is the number of publications, and from 2001 to 2010, you can see the increase of publications on this subject. It means that it's a very growing and important issue. Just to give you a few examples, this is fusarium, a soil-borne disease in melons. You can see the non-grafted plant. All the plants died, and the grafted the same watermelon, but with a pumpkin root system. You can see the huge difference between the two plants. The same in melons, Monosporascos, also a soil-borne disease. In the left side, non-grafted plants compared to grafted plants, the same melon, just a different root system. These watermelons were irrigated with saline water. In the front, non-grafted plants, very poor performance. And in the back, you can see the same watermelon grafted on a pumpkin root system, and you can see the difference in plant performance and also in the plant yield and the mean fruit weight. So the grafted plants give more yield and larger fruits. Now, it's known that there is a relation between nutrient concentration in tissue and yield. So if we have, in this case, deficiency of nutrients, we get low yield. And the same, in the other side, we get, if you have toxicity symptoms, we also get lower yield. Now this is a normal leaf, a green leaf, no symptoms. But if we have deficiency in different minerals, we can see here deficiency symptoms, magnesium, zinc, nitrogen, and also we can see that, for example, nitrogen, the symptoms are in old leaves. Those elements are mainly in old leaves, and those elements are in young leaves. And it's known that also deficiency can damage fruit quality, as you can see here. Now we found that the pumpkin rootstock is able to decrease the uptake of toxic elements. For example, here, this is boron, plants irrigated with 10 ppm boron. In the right side, in this side, this is a non-grafted melon. We can see here toxic symptoms, and in the grafted plants, the same melon but with a pumpkin root system, toxicity symptoms of boron, and the toxic symptoms are a result of boron accumulation in the leaves. The same sodium, we can see here a difference between melon and pumpkin. This is sodium concentration in the xylem sap exudate, a huge difference between in the concentration of sodium between melon and pumpkin. It means that the pumpkin root system inhibits uptake of sodium. And the same in chloride, smaller difference, but still difference between pumpkin and melon root system. It means that the pumpkin root system acts like a biological filter. Now, when solving one problem, we may create a new one, and as I say, cucurbita rootstock decreased uptake of salinity and toxic elements and act as a biological filter, but it seems that the biological filter effect is not selective and may negatively affect absorption and uptake of necessary minerals. For example, this is a work published by Savas, a leaf magnesium concentration in tomato. We can see that this is the concentration in Belladonna non-grafted tomato. We can see here, this is the magnesium concentrations in leaves. But when this tomato is grafted on three different rootstocks, we see a significant decrease in magnesium concentration in the leaves. It means that by grafting, there is something that inhibits uptake of magnesium into the leaves. Now, in our case, this is a commercial greenhouse in the Arava Valley, southern part of Israel. This is grafted plants. So we can see here deficiency symptoms in the leaves. And when we analyze these leaves, we can see here magnesium, zinc, and manganese. A huge difference between non-grafted plants to grafted plants. In the grafted plants, we have 50% less magnesium in the leaves, the same in zinc and in manganese. It means that the pumpkin root system absorbs less of those elements into the leaves. So in our experiment, we tested a melon scion. This is a 6023, and we graft them on two cucurbita rootstocks, TZ1408 and GAD. And these are the three elements we saw before. In the standard fertigation, these are the concentrations, and we use an enriched treatment, enriched fertilizer, with 50% more magnesium, manganese, and zinc, to see if by increasing the concentration of these elements, we can repair the damage of the grafted plants. This is a greenhouse in the date of planting. These are the plants, they grow very nice, but as I mentioned before, we have some deficiency symptoms. And let's see what happened. This is the concentration of zinc in the leaves. The blue one is the standard fertigation, and the red one is the enriched one. This is the non-grafted plants. We can see that the enriched one increased significantly the concentration of zinc in the leaves. This is the two grafted plants. We can see in the blue one that in the grafted plant there is a decrease in zinc concentration in the leaves, but by using the enriched fertilizer we get the same amount of zinc like in the non-grafted plant. Manganese, also by the enriched fertilizer we increase the concentration of manganese in the leaves, and we can see here that the grafted plants we have a decreased concentration compared to the non-grafted plants, but by the enriched fertilizer we increase the concentration of manganese in the leaves. Magnesium, no significant difference between the standard and enriched treatment, but we can see again that in the two grafted plants we have a smaller concentration of magnesium in the leaves. Boron, also, the grafted plants contain lower concentration of boron, and here the rich fertilizer decreased, not significant, but decreased the concentration of boron in the leaves. We can see here a picture of leaves in the standard fertigation regime. We can see here deficiency symptoms, and leaves that were treated with the enriched fertilizer, no deficiency symptoms. Summary, the enriched fertilizer significantly increased manganese zinc content in the leaf tissue and decreased boron concentration. Concentration of nitrogen, phosphorus, fluoride, and iron were not affected by the enriched fertilizer. There were almost no deficiency symptoms in grafted plants supplied with enriched fertilizer. And I would like to acknowledge Fichte Nursery for supplying us the grafted plants, Arava Valley, where we conducted the experiment, and Bedagan team that makes the chemical analysis. And thank you for your attention.